I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. And we are here to talk about what's happening with the Chico area fly fishers. But before I get started, I just wanted to tell you, you know how I always love to praise the Lord. And another praiseworthy thing has happened recently. So I went back to work this last week. So today would be the second day of my second week. And my husband is on paternity leave, which is amazing because if you have to go back to work, when you get to leave your baby with his daddy, that is just such a wonderful transition. And we're really grateful for Chico State, for the university to provide paternity leave like that. Not a lot of places allow that. So anyways, well, FMLA, they allow it. You just don't get paid, but Chico State pays. So our income isn't deducted. The praiseworthy thing, that's not even it, but that is praiseworthy, is that I've just had such a hard time wanting to leave him. I've been kind of procrastinating, finding childcare, and I really wanted somebody who knew, that was known by my circle of friends or by a friend of a friend, at least one person out. And so I had a couple of names, and everybody said they were full. Sorry, I'm not taking any more babies. Then we started looking at various local daycare centers, and several of them, which came absolutely highly recommended, we went in there and just really did not like them. We were just not excited about it. And we found one that we did really like, and it was compared to the other ones, it was reasonably priced. And so we thought, oh, yay, hallelujah, we found something. Well, then the very next day, I get a phone call from one of the gals at the home daycares, and she said, could you tell me again what hours you need? Because I'm going back part-time. And I told her, and she said, you know, I was looking at my calendar, and I think I can take him. And so I went down and I met with her, and she has a master's degree in education. She's a Christian. My little guy will be the only baby. She has toddlers and almost preschool age kids, but not any babies. So he'll be rocked and swung. And when she told me her rates, it was $200 less than the center that we had chosen. If the Lord can just put, like, all of the things that he just provided in that one phone call in that one day, and all of the anxiety about leaving my baby with someone. This is a gal that one of my friends who doesn't have children, she has a friend whose child goes there. And I really value my friend's opinion. And so if her friend goes there, her friend must be a quality person too. So I just wanted to praise the Lord. He's just so good. God is so good. And he just keeps reminding me that I'm right where I need to be. And every time I second guess myself, I get these reassurances. And I'm a marriage and family therapist intern over at Chico Creek Counseling, and it's just a long, arduous process from when you start college for your master's degree to when you're allowed to take your licensing exam. And along the way, it's easy to second guess yourself. And every time I do that, God just steps in a big, huge, amazing way and reassures me that he's right. I'm right where he wants me to be. And I just have to share it. I can't keep it to myself because God is so good. Okay, so I've taken up a lot of time now. And we have Pat Sleeper here with us. And she's going to tell us more about what's happening with the Chico area fly fishers and their upcoming crab feed, which is an amazing fundraising opportunity because they help out children all over our county and I think Yolo County, and they are just very generous. Okay, take it away, Pat.
Good morning, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. I'm so excited about our fundraiser that we have coming up. It's going to be Saturday, March 5th, and the doors will open at 4:30. It'll be at the Masonic Center on East Avenue. This is put on by the Chico Area Fly Fishers, and thanks to all of the wonderful, wonderful sponsors in our town. The other day we had a gentleman come over from Pyramid Lake that is a guide on Pyramid Lake. And, oh, he was just so awesome. I just really appreciated all of the information he had to share at our general meeting. And we have general meetings every month other than July and August at the California Lake Pavilion. 6:30 is fly tying, and 7:30 we have a speaker. And he's the president over there at their fly club in Reno. And he was talking about, we were talking about this dinner coming up that we have, and we were asking him if he'd like to donate a guided trip on the lake, for us to auction off. And he said, sure. He said, how are you guys doing for getting raffle prizes and stuff? And we said, oh, you know, we're so blessed in this town. We're so sponsored by our different businesses. We just appreciate them so much.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh, if you guys have never been to one of their crab feeds, when she talks about how many sponsors donate for the auction, it is amazing. It is crazy. There are so many things. It is a madhouse. Okay, we're going to commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk to Pat Sleeper a little bit more. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And we are here with Pat Sleeper. She is the president of the Chico Area Fly Fishers. And she's here to talk about their upcoming events, their upcoming guest speakers, the upcoming fundraiser that they're having, just all that good stuff. We really like to support them. And one of the reasons we like supporting them is because, one, they're amazing people in this group. And two, they really support all of the youth in our area. They're just so generous. And why not have them on a couple times a year to tell you guys about what's going on? All right, Pat.
So as you talk about the youth, Jessica, one of the things that we do is we help to sponsor the Hooked on Fishing. And I think we all know Hooked on Fishing, where they bring in truckloads and truckloads of catfish. And I don't mean little catfish. If you've been there, some of those catfish are as big as the kids, and watching those kids haul them in from over their shoulders, it just makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
And talk about Hooked on Fishing. It hooks them for life, and I can't tell you how many adults I've spoken to that said, their first fish they ever caught was there at Hooked on Fishing.
So what is that usually in June?
It's May, the end of May. And I would throw out a date, but I'm not sure of it.
Okay.
I think it's the second weekend in May, if I recall correctly, is what I heard. But I don't want to throw it out there for sure.
Okay.
But that's free.
And that's up at Horseshoe Lake, right?
It's at Horseshoe Lake there in the park. And it's just open for kids. They can either take their pole themselves, or there's one provided along with the worms and lines and assistance of any kind that you might need.
So if someone is listening and they want to mark it on their calendar, how would they learn more? Do they go to your website or is it advertised through the county? How would they learn when that takes place?
I would look up Hooked on Fishing Date. I would just say Hooked on Fishing Date. I know the date has been declared.
Okay. They can just Google it then.
Yeah, I certainly
maybe Hooked
would.
On Fishing 2016.
Yes, yes. Perfect. one of the next things I'd like to talk about that we donate to is Salmon in the Classroom. What we do is we purchase the tank and the chillers and the rocks and whatever else necessary. We also send the teacher, we pay for her education in Sacramento to be certified by the Department of Fish and Game so that she knows how to take care of the salmon eggs until they hatch and get to a certain age. And so keeping the maintaining a certain temperature in the tank and then feeding them the appropriate food. And then during this process, the children get to watch them every day. And the next thing you know, they're seeing them develop and the egg. And all of a sudden, there's the little fry coming out. And it's just an incredible thing to watch. And so the teacher then will spend 40 hours teaching the children about the life cycle of the salmon. And, you know, what better way to be hands-on watching this process occur? What a wonderful...
You know, I like that a lot better than when my son, who's a teenager now, when he was in, I think it was kindergarten, maybe first grade, they did a life cycle, but they did it of the maggots. So it was the fly. And they had live maggots. Oh, he did not bring that home. Thank goodness. But he came home talking about it.
Yeah.
I would much rather him coming home talking about the salmon and the little fry. Oh.
Well, and after the fry hatches, then they take a field trip, take it to the river, Feather River, and they let them go and they watch them go off.
Oh, how cute.
And who knows, maybe later on in a few years, they'll catch that fish as it comes back.
How sweet. Oh my goodness. I just love that. That just warms my heart. We have one more commercial break, and when we come back, Pat Sleeper will talk a little bit more about the upcoming fundraiser. Do you want to be part of these kids and their classroom experience? Go to their crab feed. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Pat Sleeper.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Also, I am your Monday host. And on Mondays, we talk about, we call that show Helping People. And I talk about various topics within the realm of psychotherapy. The last 2 weeks, I spoke about infidelity in marriages and how the unfaithful spouse can help the other spouse heal. If you want to look into that, we keep the podcast for 1 week on the website, and I can always send you an email if you want. If you missed one of them, you can just shoot me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. But you can also go to our website, kkxx.net. Then you go to the link that says podcasts, you choose Chico Now, and then it's the top one, the Monday one. Helping people that you'll listen to. But remember, every week it replays. So today is Tuesday. Your Tuesday one will be covered up next week with next week's episode. So this week's Monday one on infidelity will be covered up by next week's Monday one. And I don't know what that topic will be yet. I kind of pick it a day or two before. All right. So we have Pat Sleeper, and she's going to talk about the upcoming crab feed that helps finance all of the Hooked on Fishing and Salmon in the Classroom and the things they do in our community to help the kids learn to love fishing.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
Yes. And as I've only spoke about two of the organizations that we help with our funds, and we have 18 at least organizations that we help. And so I just want you to know that it isn't just these two places. We also help Elmenor Fisheries, Trinity, McLeod, Trout Unlimited, and it goes on and on. Big Chico Creek Boys and Girls Club, Federation of Fly Fishers, and again on and on. But you know, in order to help these organizations, we need you to come to our crab feed. And to come, what you do is you get a reservation form, and it's $80 to become a member and one dinner. The other dinners are $45 each. And to get your reservations in and get the form, you can pick these up at Sportsman's Warehouse, Fish First, and Sierra Stream. You can also go on our website at www.ChicoAreaFlyFishers. And you can actually go through PayPal, pay for it on there, and ka-ching, it goes right into us, and you've got reservations. So just tell us how many people are going with you. And but if you want to get a table, you can also reserve a table for eight, which is $600. That gives you, you know where you're going to stay. And that will put a great big sign in the middle of your table advertising your company or your name. Whatever you want it to say, that's what I'll put on it. And everybody can see that because it stands about a foot high. And it just looks beautiful. So we're selling, we always sell tables. And this just helps us generate more money, and it helps you advertise your business. Again, this is for the Chico Area Fly Fishers 45th Annual Dinner Fundraiser. We have crab and shrimp, but for those who are allergic to any shellfish, we also have tortellini. And we have French bread, salad, vegetables, and we have desserts. And all this comes with the $45. And what a deal. And it's beautiful tablecloths. It's set up just wonderfully. And the array of prizes that we have this year, I think it's about 35 fly rods alone, not counting all the rest of the guided trips and other items that we'll have on display.
And I noticed that the last couple of years when Richard and I have gone, that you also have non-fly fishing items like jewelry, which is important because I don't fish, but I would wear jewelry.
Yes.
So if one person is a fisher and they are like, well, my significant other is going to hate that, they might not necessarily hate it because the silent auction and the live auction also has non-fishing stuff.
Yes. We have some beautiful paintings this year and prints. We have a beautiful set of dishes. We have a beautiful aquamarine ring.
Ooh.
And necklace. Oh, I'm just so impressed at the donations that have come in.
How do people get a hold of you guys to buy tickets?
Go to our website at ChicoAreaFlyFishers.org go to Sierra Stream and Mountain, Fish First, or Sportsman's Warehouse.
Perfect.